Newspapers and magazines. Newspapers, traditional media, that means radio, television, newspapers, appealing to a large audience. Newspapers are a great resource if the new job you desire needs to be in a specific geographic location, right? So if you say probably stay in Bangalore and you realize that, okay, they have an opening out here, I should probably apply here in this branch, in this bank. The Sunday classifieds and all major newspapers carry hundreds of listings of local companies. Most of these newspapers also have a website which includes a searchable classified section. If you have a specific geographic need, use the resource link on the right to locate a major newspaper in that region, right? Because the local newspaper will give you information based on that front in terms of a job in that region. Alternatively, there are websites that let you search the current classified for major newspapers like the Times of India, Economic Times, Indian Express, Financial Express, and many more. So a lot to do in terms of newspapers. Newspapers and magazines. Regions like the Silicon Valley also have specific job newspapers which are excellent resources for up-to-date job listings. Ideally, let's take, when I talk of, say, in this case, I would take, for example, when you talk of Silicon Valley in the US, in the West Coast, California, for example, Silicon Valley. That means ideally all software professionals. So a lot to do with what you're looking for and what do you expect. Business magazines carry features on the local and national economy, business reports and profiles, product and service launches, exhibitions and trade fairs, company relocations and expansion, building and site development. These can be used to locate available jobs. When I talk of business magazines, they carry features on local and national economy. That means the magazines give information about what is it in terms of the business. Say, let's talk of a Tata or let's talk of a Reliance. What is it in terms of the contribution in terms of the economy, right? What is it probably now in the newspaper, for example, one of the companies will say wanted for an MNC, and then they expect, you know, it's specified what is expected out of you. So those aspects which are put forward. Then you have, of course, exhibitions and trade fairs where you directly meet people, interact with them, explain to them that you're going to relocate. So probably if there's a job posting or an opening, it would definitely help you. Building contacts for jobs. The more people you contact, the more likely you are to find a job. Even if people cannot help you directly, they will often put you in touch with someone who can. And they will help you build a more comprehensive picture of what is happening. To manage your career, you need to develop a network. The idea of networking might make you cringe. Not necessary. A lot of people might feel, I don't need to socialize, interact, network for this kind of a situation. Right? It's network building contacts. It sounds formal and complicated, but you will agree with me that it does not have to be. Once you understand what networking is and how to go about it. Networking is simple. Just keep track of people you know in your personal and your work life, especially people who might be a resource for you later when you think about or make job changes. Like, you're aware they probably would have the ability to put you forward somewhere in terms of work. They would probably have the ability to recommend you as far as work is concerned. Building contacts for jobs. More than 70% of today's job opportunities come through hidden job market. They're never advertised, assigned to search firms or internet recruiters, or displayed at job fairs. What do we mean by hidden job market? It means it's not publicized, it's not expressed. It could be via somebody. It could be as simple as someone referring somebody for a job in the organization since there's a vacancy. What's more, as employers cut recruiting cost, the proportion of hidden job opportunities is actually growing. You don't want to spend on advertising. You don't want to ideally, you know, to put it forward anywhere in form of paid communication. So you feel might as well hire by letting others know in the organization if they could recommend somebody. Or might as well hire by probably looking up the CVs which have come in the past and going through them, discussing it with the HR team. So since most job seekers know practically nothing about it, those who do not those who do understand it have a powerful inside advantage. Now, when you're actually seeking a job, you may not even be aware of certain things. Take your own case. You're working in this organization. You're working since the last 5 years. Now, you're looking for better avenues and opportunities in another organization. But you're not aware that this kind of profile is also available within your own organization. So that's what needs to be looked into. That, and how would that happen? If you develop contacts. The moment you have effective communication and interaction within the with the people within your organization, then it would serve the purpose. Networking is important. Why? Networking is a source of information, help and support that will stand you in good stead for the whole of your life. It is even more important when looking for specialized work or higher level positions. Networking can help you find jobs that are not widely advertised. When you're looking for jobs or changing career paths, you never know who will have what you're looking for. How well you know your contacts will influence how often and in what way you stay connected. We just discussed this in the previous slide. Sometimes a casual conversation is okay, and sometimes a formal meeting or business letter is appropriate. Stay connected with contacts even when you are not job searching. You do not have to have purpose or be selfish all the time, right? By offering to help with the career goals or sharing industry information. So when we talk of networking, see, take for example, you've just finished college. Now, when you're in college and you've just finished it, that means you're TY, you've just graduated, you never know the group of friends whom you're in touch with. You never know the others, what they make of their lives and the career. And then you realize after 5 years of completion of college, you just meet one of your friends by chance and you realize he's exactly in the field you wanted to be. Maybe you could approach him or her. Maybe depending on your rapport, your level of interaction, if you could probably get an opening in that field. So networking is extremely crucial. With your professors, if you have a good rapport, networking can be effective because professors always get information about some or the other job opening. Being involved in some group, some committee, being involved with the social work, somewhere or the other, developing contacts. You never know what the outcome may be. Treat others with the same respect and kindness that you would hope to have them treat you. Now, when you talk of expanding network, first and foremost, respect others just the way you want to be respected. I would say by default, words like please, thank you, and sorry should be there for us. I would say by default, be as polite as you can in your life. Show enthusiasm and interest in all of your job duties. Maintain an appearance that is appropriate for your workplace and shows that you take pride in yourself. Yes, the way you conduct yourself, the way you carry yourself in terms of attire. See, what you feel within reflects in terms of your personality. So the way you present yourself, conduct yourself, carry yourself, your confidence, your self-esteem, your image, all that is observe through your behavior. So be very appropriate as far as presentation skills are concerned. Maintain an appearance. Pay attention to telephone and email etiquette, right? How we speak, the tone. When it's telephonic, it's only the tone. When it's email etiquette, your sentence construction has to be appropriate. Use grammar and style appropriate for business communications. When talking with employers and other professionals, remember to speak clearly and without slang. Slang is a word or phrase used by a particular group of people. For example, just an example, say if you subordinates have got together and call someone an airhead, A-I-R-H-E-A-D. Airhead, a silly person, but it's a slang. It's humiliating when you're called an airhead, but people may use this term. It's an insult, but I guess sometimes someone who's constantly behaving irrational, constantly asking questions which make no sense, these subordinates get together and call her or him an airhead, right? So slang. Networking is important. to expand your network, follow these golden rules. We continue with them. Have realistic expectations and timelines from your career goals. Realistic expectations and timelines for your career goals. I should know. This is what I'm into. This is what I can expect myself. That is why they say, like, for example, 3 goals in this next 1 year. 5 goals in the next 3 years. And 1 lifetime goal. Very necessary. When we say 3 goals in this next 1 year, that means this year, it means that these are more or less your immediate goals. And when I say for 5 years and 1 lifetime goal, lifetime goal is something extremely concrete and something which you feel all my life I've wanted this. Could be as simple as having a Mercedes in your life, could be as simple as reaching a certain level in a multinational. So depends on what it is. Recognize opportunities to increase your skills or take on new projects. Learn from your mistakes, but do not dwell on them. We always say our mistakes widen our horizons. Our mistakes toughen, help us toughen our minds. Our mistakes teach us a lot. And a mistake should ideally change you for the better. Everybody makes mistakes. Fools repeat them twice. So we have to focus that we do not repeat that mistake. Do not blame others or let outside circumstances keep you from trying new things. Circumstances, obstacles are a part of life. Circumstances which are very difficult to deal with, it's a part of life. You have to look beyond them. You have to focus only on the present. The moment you feel you're getting pulled back, just come back to the present. That will help you deal with circumstances. Take responsibility for your actions, but do not take things too personally. I guess we do not need to focus on what is told to us at all points of time. He said this, I said this, you said this, she said this. No, we need to move beyond. We do not need to take words literally to our minds. If we want to be happy and if we want to see success and progress, we have to go beyond what people tell us. Networking is important. Find one or more people to support and assist you with your career goals. No harm in taking help. No harm in getting together with a group of like-minded people. No harm in keeping yourself upgraded and updated with information by sharing information with people who think and feel the same as you. Do not be afraid to ask for help. Yes, always be free to ask for help. Know what is expected of you and how your job performance will be monitored or measured. Know the priorities of your department or company and find ways to help. Do more than what is expected instead of just getting done enough or doing enough to get by. Always contribute more than what is expected. The most successful people, it is noticed that they give much more than what they can actually say they should give. That means, take your own case. You just started working. Do not take it to be a regimen from 9 to 6. Ask yourself, can I sit beyond? Can I contribute more? Give as much as you can. That will take you a long way. Organizations and associations are ready-made sources for job information. The sorts of organization that could help you to get to know people that you do not meet through social contacts are many. Professional associations, for example, take Retail Trade Association of India. All the retailers get together. Trade associations, right? Trade unions, people who are a part of that union. Chartered institutes, right? The various chartered accountant institutes. Community organizations, whereby people ideally work together for the benefit of society, welfare of society, special interest groups, women in business, graduate associations, health clubs, sports teams, art groups, voluntary societies, where you work to make the society a better place by volunteering your precious time. So when you are associated with one or more of these groups, you're meeting like-minded people. Your ability to interact will make you also realize that where does your interest lie. Sometimes people are confused. Someone says, you know what, I'm doing my chartered accountancy, but I'm yet confused. So when you meet a group of chartered accountants, you realize what their struggles have been. You realize the kind of problems and issues they faced. You realize what a struggle it was to give it more than twice or thrice the same exam. You actually can overcome those issues by speaking to them. Events. Events are good places to meet people. When you talk of an event, a happening or an occurrence, specify date, time, it has a preset agenda, there is a purpose. Do request for business cards when you are introduced to new contacts. Very important. Good job search contacts are available at business conferences, definitely. Trade fairs, exhibitions, companies, social events, training courses, conferences, seminars, and corporate annual general body meetings. Various ways and platforms to meet and connect to people. Events. When you participate in events held in your city, also contact any company carrying the work you want to do. Talk to the staff and ask the sort of positions and opportunities available in the company. If there is a vacancy, then of course, what they foresee in the future for their company and their industry, general economy of the industry, company's own development plans, increasing capacities or adding new locations, right? So is the company going to actually expand? Are they going to have few more branches? Where? Do you need to take a transfer? Okay. If they're going to have a branch somewhere in the other part of Bombay, are you willing to travel or commute for so many hours a day? So ideally, you want to also know in terms of location. You want to know in terms of what it is for the future of the company. Can you see career growth? Can you see progress? Or do you see stagnancy? So those aspects are important. Keeping an active network increases your awareness of what opportunities are available. It is like adding an extra pair of eyes and ears. Getting to know people means they get to know you too. Networking involves telling people about yourself, increasing your visibility, and getting your name and face known. You're just trying to keep up with the contacts in some way or the other by meeting them, talking, interacting with them, having a like-minded conversation. Even if you meet someone for the first time, it's more like an ice-breaking session. How do you do that? Those aspects are important. It is also about giving as well as taking, and it is a favor you will be able to return some other day. Definitely, if someone has recommended you in some organization for a specific designation, you definitely will want to do something in return for that person. In fact, you must. So, some or the other day, you would probably do the same in terms of contributing to make the person's life better. Could be a recommendation, could be probably guiding the person, counseling the person due to a crisis in the organization, various aspects. There are three approaches you can select to job hunting: browsing, broadcasting, targeting. Now, when we talk of browsing, most widely used job search strategy, easiest and least demanding. It involves browsing internet sites, newspapers, journals, and trade magazines looking for advertised vacancies that suit your requirement. So at times you see required dynamic individual with leadership skills. So when you see that in the newspaper, do you fit there? Do you feel you have leadership skills? So you're talking of browsing through internet websites, newspapers, journals, trade magazines. You have a clear idea what the advertiser wants, and hence you can respond suitably. You are certain that there is a job opening. Job opening based on what you're looking for. You have a choice which one to respond to. Unfortunately, not all jobs available are advertised today, right? Many organizations use internal channels of recruitment. Others appoint a recruitment agency for this purpose. Internal channels of recruitment. When we talk of internal channels, that means hiring people from within various other departments. You have a record of their past experience or work. You ideally would want them to feel motivated by probably hiring them or putting them in another department, thereby giving them better career opportunities. You also feel they are known to y'all in the organization. Whereas if you're hiring somebody from another organization, ideally the package or the remuneration may differ. You may have to give more since the person is coming from another organization. The person may contribute more in terms of ideas, as well as the person who's already worked within your organization. But the person who's coming from another organization may have much more in terms of contribution of ideas than the one who's already here since a long time. That may be possible. Browsing. Usually there's a wide response to such advertisements and you're in competition with a large number of other applicants. If you do not possess all the requirements indicated in the advertisement, your application may not be considered. Browsing approach is fit for you if there are plenty of vacancies advertised in your particular profession or locality. It is a valuable approach if you have widely used skills for which there is a strong demand, or you are confident you can beat the competition, because there's option for a lot of people when you talk of browsing. That means ideally that designation, a lot of people may be interested in. So are you able to beat the competition? Now, how can you be able to be, how can you be able to beat the competition? Ideally, you have to see to it. You're very enthusiastic and dynamic. You're very spontaneous when you go for the interview. You're able to express all what you should effectively. This would definitely help. Broadcasting. The next step is broadcasting. This approach involves sending your CV by post or by email to as many companies as possible and hope that it lands on the right desk at the right time. Right desk at the right time. We had this person who was working in organization A for 7 years. When he applied to organization B by sending it via email, he had not mentioned it in his current organization that he plans to apply elsewhere, which we understand. It seems that the CEO of his organization called him and asked him, "Are you looking for a new job?" The person was surprised. Now, how did his CEO get to know? Maybe where he has sent an email to the new organization, that CEO and the CEO of his current organization are known to each other. So what is happening? Say if I send my CV to this organization, the CEO here knows the CEO of where I'm currently employed. So what we need to understand is that right person, right time. Now, of course, there's a risk out here. That's what it means. It relies on the employer noticing you are a good fit for the job. All right. They have got coming up and asking you to attend an interview. Another way is to lodge your CV in a CV bank. You can probably put your CV in a CV bank. Your scanning software processes selection, and if there is matching job available, you get intimation. When you talk of a CV bank, there is a software that you're suitable. It's scanned and that you're suitable for this profile. Once you have a good CV with you, this alternative is easy and allows you to reach a large number of corporations. You could get lucky and land on the right desk at the right time. I must warn you here about the extreme low rate of response. Do not be surprised if you get one or two replies from 100 posted or emailed CVs. Yes. Do not expect that you will get a response from 60 to 70 places. No. If you have inserted your CV in a CV bank, you do not know whether your CV was seen by anybody and will there be any response. If you mail CVs, you spend money. Very little feedback is the main disadvantage of this approach. I would say that there's so much competition today that whether you send it in a CV bank or whether you send it by email, a lot depends finally on, is your CV seen? Is your CV considered worthy of that organization? That's what is important. For those possessing standard skills and qualifications, broadcasting can still be the best approach. If you're willing to relocate anywhere, you will get a response from overseas employers to your CV in the CV bank. targeting. This is a selective approach that involves deciding the work you want to do, like how you have a target audience. Say I launch a product in the market. So who's my target audience? Is my product ideally for individuals age or of any age group, or is my product ideally for children? Say for children aged between 3 to 6. So who's the target audience? So work you want to do, the type of organization you want to work for, who, what, where. So do you want to work for a bank? Do you want to work in the corporate? In terms of location, what are you looking at? Before location, you will see the package, of course. So various aspects, whom to contact in each organization. Once you've sent the CVs, a variety of job search strategies can be used to contact these companies and set up interviews with them. This is a most effective approach, but it takes a lot of time and efforts, and for some it is most effective. I guess it for me, I personally feel it's very individualistic how much effort and time you put in, but what is your approach as an individual? Do you have the convincing ability? How effective you are in terms of putting it forward to them? Targeting. Here you're in control of this job search and you can build on your efforts with follow-up calls and letters. You are in control of the job search. However, you need planning and research to be effective. You have to be persistent and stay motivated all throughout. In fact, we say consistency and commitment. Dedication, consistency, commitment. All these three will ideally lead you somewhere. If you have specific skills and strengths you want to use in your work, this approach suits you well. This is the approach for those of you who have a firm career plan. At this stage, you are ready with the jobs that can be available in the employment market. Now you need to match the skills, qualities and abilities the job requires with those skills, qualities and abilities you own, right? So what are your qualities and your abilities? So when you say qualities, you have the quality or an ability to be or to take up challenging tasks, to be highly motivated. So these are aspects which are focused on. Most students, when you talk of mapping your skills, most students when making career choices will say, I want something interesting. Well, ideally, this is considered inappropriate as an answer. Your interests have already influenced many of the choices you've made in life. Your choice of college and degree subjects, the ways in which you spend your spare time. Yes, if you're going to be constantly spending your spare time accessing Facebook, then it shows that you're probably only interested in just spending too much time with the social networking site, not reading, neither reading nor listening to music, nor probably focusing on any sort of sport, nor focusing on other aspects in terms of socializing, but you're more with the social networking site. So it reflects on you as an individual. The way in which you spend your spare time, holidays, and perhaps a job which you have taken during vacations. They're responsible for the friends you have made and helped you to develop your personal skills. Yes, a lot of your life is shaped the way you take it forward. These interests are likely to have a similar influence on your career. For some, an interest of such importance in the life that is the main influence on their career choice. A gifted athlete, for example, may be able to make use of their interests and ability to succeed in a sporting career. Make a note of the activities you most enjoy and why you find them interesting. Yes, why is it that you find this specific activity very interesting? What is the reason behind it? Mapping your skills. First of all, identify a few organizations that you would like to work for. In a way, you would call them your dream jobs and have that vision. See, never mind, your dream job could be right there. But at least you can have that vision, you can be on that path. The problem comes when we digress, when we move out of that path. One important element in selecting your dream job should be that the organization, whatever you know of its culture and the role, whatever you know about it, personally resonate with you. That means how or what is it in terms of the organization, the way of working, functioning, what is it that they expect from you? Is it on the same path. They play to your strengths, your aspirations, your values. What are your values? Your values are those things in your life that you consider to be important. In relation to work, values are what provide purpose to a job in the eyes of the individual who does it. The effort, commitment, and motivation that a person brings to a job are usually in direct proportion to the values they perceive in it. Yes, effort, commitment, motivation, right? Value, that means ideally you realize that it is against the ethics and values of an individual to ideally, cheat the company of information or give false information. So you talk of values out here. Mapping your skills. Another name sometimes used for values is motivators. Your values are likely to be the main factor in deciding on a career or a career path within a particular field of employment. An accountant working in a large private company may value his prestige, material benefits, and security. What then are your values, right? Do you respect? Do you value your work? Do you value what you're doing? Do you have a positive self-esteem with the kind of work you're doing and what you're getting in return? Your skills do determine your chances of success in a career, and your interests and values will help you decide where to apply these skills. But do you need to also consider your personality? Yes, we would say yes. Some characteristics are widely applicable. Resilience can be equally valuable to a police officer, a television producer, or anybody who commutes to work. Tact and sensitivity are not just for social workers, but also help anybody to get on with their colleagues, right? It's a skill to deal with people from all walks of life. It's a skill to ideally put up a brave front even though you're going through a crisis in your organization. It's a skill, ideally, to have that will and determination to fight the odds and achieve success. These personal characteristics can have a strong influence on your career choice. Anybody who feels that terms like outgoing and independent are the complete antithesis of their personality is unlikely to be happy. For example, in sales or at the bar. Now, we need to understand that, for example, if someone says you're outgoing and independent, they're saying they're completely and are the complete antithesis of their personality. That means you will say, no, I'm not outgoing. So what happens? You kind of feel unhappy with that kind of a remark. But when actually you're called outgoing, it means that somewhere they feel you are enthusiastic too. You're having the ability to interact and socialize with one and all in getting your work done. But you take it at a different level. You may think that certain personal styles, such as being careful, have negative connotations, but it is a valuable attribute in financial jobs and crucial for medical occupations. Imagine the surgeon who is not careful, right? Then it's a negligence. Similarly, being reserved may be linked to powers of concentration and attention to detail. See, when ideally you are talking of the field of medicine or you're talking for doctor, then something which is done incorrect is a negligence. So you've got to be extremely careful. Same way, someone who's working in the bank has to be extremely careful as far as accounts is concerned. Important is the science and computing field. Now, when we say being reserved may be linked to the powers of concentration and attention, what is the field you're talking of? What is the kind of work you're doing? Mapping your skills. Do you have the skills there? Are you able to ideally focus on that as a career and develop your skills further to do better and then best?